Hello, and welcome to Under New Management, the podcast that examines new and notable management research and how this research can enhance your effectiveness as a leader in your organization. I'm Morel Hernandez, an assistant professor of management and organization in the Foster School of Business at the University of Washington in Seattle. So what happens when managers trust their employees? Does it have an effect on organizational performance? In this episode, I talk with Sabrina Deutsch-Solomon, an associate professor of management in York University in Toronto. We discuss a study she recently conducted that begins to answer these questions. Hi, Sabrina, and welcome to Under New Management.
Hi, Marilla. Great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Our pleasure. Well, we are very interested in your article, and we'll jump right in. We want to know, how did you become interested in doing research on trust?
Well, before joining academia, I worked in an organization in the banking industry. And one day management decided to introduce time clocks, which ended up having unintended harmful consequences. Many employees who were extremely devoted to the organization and often worked very long hours before these clocks were introduced ended up exerting less effort and substantially reducing their working hours. It turned out that what explained their reaction was the fact that they interpreted management initiatives as a sign of lack of trust in them. And this incident intrigued me as I then realized that much of what goes on in organizations is evaluated and interpreted in terms of trust, and that this trust, in turn, tremendously affects how individuals feel and behave in the workplace.
Interesting. And can you tell us a little more about how trust affects the organization and its members?
Trust is critical for organizational effectiveness. We know that when employees do not trust a colleague or a supervisor, they are not willing to be vulnerable and take risks. And as a result, their contributions to the organization suffer because they tend to invest much time and energy in covering their backs. For example, they will invest time in monitoring the other, will not be willing to share sensitive information or admit mistakes. When they do trust whom they work with, however, employees do not need to cover their backs and can focus attention on value-producing activities. They can freely share sensitive information and often will be willing to go the extra mile because they believe that the other party is likely to reciprocate. Interestingly, while we have come to understand how employees are affected by trusting others, especially managers, we know very little about whether and how employees are affected by being trusted by management. Are they affected by feeling trusted? And if so, why? This is precisely the focus of the research that Sandra Robinson and I conducted.
And in your paper, you talk about something called collective felt trust. Can you explain what this term means?
Sure. We contend that over time, employees working together in the same organization come to agree on how much they are trusted by management. We call this shared belief or perception collective felt trust. And this collective cognition or perception is likely to be prompted by management behavior and the procedures or systems that they implement in the organization.
And how does that relate to organizational performance? Because I see that as a main point in the research that you and Sandra have done.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We suggested that collective felt trust instills a sense of responsibility among employees. And this sense of responsibility, in turn, increases organizational performance. In other words, we suggest that when employees perceive that management trusts them, they think more about how they ought to behave. That is, in a manner that helps achieve organizational goals and does not hurt the organization. On the other hand, when employees do not feel trusted by management, they are more likely to consider only what is most advantageous to them, which may not be responsible behavior.
And how did you go about studying these effects?
Well, we studied 88 locations of a major retail store in Canada with thousands of employees for almost 2 years. So it's a longitudinal study. And we collected the data from two sources, the retail chain archival records, measuring sales and customer service for each location, as well as employees' annual surveys. And these surveys directly question employees about how trusted they felt by their managers and how responsible they felt for organizational outcomes.
Can you tell us about the primary findings of this research?
Sure, of course. We found that organizations where employees felt trusted by management had higher sales and higher customer service ratings than organizations where employees felt less trusted. Moreover, employees who felt more trusted by management experienced greater responsibility for organizational outcomes than those who felt less trusted.
And what would you say are the practical applications of your research then for organizations considering these findings?
This study suggests that employees are influenced by how much they feel trusted by management. Managers, therefore, have to be mindful that much of their behavior will be interpreted by employees in terms of trust. So, for example, where management doesn't require that employees bring a doctor's note for absenteeism, employees will perceive more trust. It's important for managers to be cognizant of the fact that when making decisions on how much trust to bestow, they should take into account not only the risks that are involved in trusting employees, but also the positive effects that bestowing trust has on employees' behavior. Unfortunately, what we often perceive is that managers take into account only the risks and tend to overlook the benefits which are involved, which lead to underinvestment in trust. Mm-hmm. We do not imply that management should trust blindly or foolishly, or that management should eliminate all formal monitoring that may be, in fact, functional. In fact, the locations that we investigated did use monitoring and surveillance systems to track employees. Interestingly, however, despite the fact that these locations use similar monitoring mechanisms, we found that some were able to foster an environment in which employees felt highly trusted, but others were not. And this suggests that employees' perceptions of how much they're trusted are not just influenced by formal mechanisms in the organizations, but are likely affected significantly by the everyday interaction and communication between managers and employees.
And what is the bottom line for managers?
The practical take-home message of this study is that when employees believe that management trusts them, employee responsibility and organizational performance will be enhanced. Managers, therefore, will be well advised to nurture employees' perceptions of trust in them because those can substantially affect the bottom line.
Well, thank you, Sabrina. Very interesting study. It's been a pleasure having you.
Oh, it's been a pleasure being asked these good questions. Thank you, Morella.
Thank you for downloading Under New Management, a podcast of the Organizational Behavior Division of the Academy of Management. The OB division has over 5,000 members dedicated to the science and practice of organizational behavior. For more information about the OB division, visit www.obweb.org. For more information about the Academy of Management and its over 17,000 members worldwide, visit www.aomonline.org. Computer support for this podcast is provided by Vu Tran.